Now it's some time since we saw each other last time. You must have some questions now. So now is a good time to ask questions. Because to look like a question mark is no good. See if you have some questions, maybe difficult to ask. You tried?
I'm trying.
No?
Yeah.
It must be very long now then.
It's more maybe to put the words together in the right way.
In the right way?
Yeah.
That's difficult.
Yeah.
But if you do it in the wrong way then, how would that be?
Maybe that's
good. Maybe? So if it's difficult the right way, maybe you try the wrong way. Have you thought about that? You're afraid to do something wrong? Are you afraid to do something wrong?
Maybe.
But I tell you, there's no right and wrong. Get rid of these ghosts. Write a letter. Even better, don't write a letter. But if it's only one thing that is important, what would that be? What would that question be?
How to break through all the fear so it can come to the world.
Yeah, the first thing is, don't put so much attention in right and wrong. Relax. Take chances. If you're always afraid of right and wrong, if you do the right thing, you will always be tight then. And for the tight is very uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to be tight. You have to allow yourself to lose control, to let go, to make a fool out of yourself. Don't take yourself so serious. That's the start. Write them down, and that will be enough till next time. Thank you. I can't give you too much. Homework at the same time. No, it depends on you. One thing is to give homework, but another thing is to do it, no? No, any questions?
Did you talk about being clear?
Being clear? How can I tell? You have to practice being clear, that's the only way, no? You have to practice being clear. That means you have to study yourself, no? If something is unclear, you have to go into that and see why is it unclear. You have to, that is called self-study. One thing is for sure, if something is unclear, it just means that you've been unconscious. Some episodes are there that is unclear. Then is only one way to study how did that happen? Hmm? How could you be more clear? Hmm? It's very easy to be clear if you don't have any notions how you should be. You understand? If you are full of all kinds of notions how you should be, what is right, what is wrong, projection, ideas, then it's very difficult then, because those ideas will always be like a buffer. You will do that instead of what is really the situation is calling for. So that means, to be clear, you have to get in contact with your true intelligence, which is beyond the mental intelligence. You have to start functioning from your true intelligence, your true intuition, your true seeing, your true knowing, which is there, but is covered in all these ideas and notions of what you should do and how you should react. You have to learn to be more total. Hmm? And you know, somewhere inside everybody, they know. Hmm? But you are just being taught so much how you should be from people who don't know. What this is all the rules and regulations. And different societies, different countries have different rules, different regulations, different laws, different religions, different gods even. So all that has to go before you can again be clear. Clear, that means there's no clouds. Then you can see. If it's only clouds, how can you see then? If it's only foggy, how can you see? Then it's better to wait and look till the fog goes, then move. Don't move when it's foggy, you can die, and that's what you've been doing. You've just been moving here and there and bumping into that and bumping into that. No, what I'm saying, stop, see. Find out where does all this come from? Why don't I see clearly? And that might be very easy or it might be very difficult, depending how ready you are to see clearly. Because one thing is for sure, if you start seeing clearly and living clearly and standing up for clarity and truth itself, then everything will change. You won't be the one you have been. That doesn't mean you can play that. If you need to go to work, you go to work. But it's clear. So, I'm sure you can recognize many things of what I'm saying. This is how it is. When you found yourself in a mess because you have not listened to yourself, you listen to others. No, listen to yourself now. And that is also very difficult, but at least you are lucky you have somebody to listen to. It's better to listen to one man that speaks the truth than 10 million idiots who speaks the untruth, who gives you all kinds of rules and regulations and ideas how you should be. And all these voices are inside everybody. The whole homework is to get rid of all these voices. Then again, you can see clear. And my suggestion is, but to see clearly also a part of your homework is also to clean up the past. Very important. So you stand up for that, because out of clarity you can see different situations. And I have a feeling what kind of mess you're talking about, or at least one of the messes. You might have many messes. So before you move on, it's very important that you clean up the past. If that can help you and truth, that only you can judge, only you can feel. But anything that is coming back, anything that is again and again coming, it means that something is there for you to learn, something is there for you to look at. Yeah? You have to bring forth a different side of yourself which you haven't been using before. You have to show a different side, and I want you to see all the different sides. So you know yourself. You can't have just ideas to do that and do this. You have to be multidimensional. You have to see all your sides. Then they are all happy. When you have explored yourself, seen all the different sides. And they are friends. Then you have a house with happy children then inside. Otherwise they are all unruly. This is saying that, this is saying that, this is saying that. Then you don't know who you're going to listen to. You have to see what is right and what is wrong. And what is right and what is wrong, maybe not what you think is right and wrong. That is the big surprise. That's why you have to be courageous. So whatever has happened and has happened, it has to be something for you to learn. And you have to be truthful with yourself if you can just let it go and you know, or if it's hanging something there that you can still do out of a new awareness. Because you don't spend too much energy on things. You have things that is very effortless, and sometimes people get in situations that is very, very gluey. Gluey. And you think you are free of it, and then zoop, some super glue is pulling you back. So, in one way, everybody is free, but as long as you have all these things that is happening, is just for you to be a more conscious human being, integrated human being. So as long as things is happening, it is something for you to learn about. Clarity is very easy. There's always clarity. You know, the inner sky is always clear. It's not like the outer sky, sometimes cloudy. If it's cloudy, then it's created by the mind, created by the ideas, projections, notions. That's why all the mystics and all the masters have said all this has to go. Then again it will be clear sky, then you can see again. Then you have to start functioning out of that. No? Because you can also pollute yourself again. If you have not awareness, then again clouds will come. Because clouds, they come drifting out of unconsciousness. So when you have moments of insight, you have to take notice of that and trust that and stand up for that and support that and welcome that and love that. And that's why all the masters said you have to be focused, you have to be single-minded. If you are single-minded and you want to learn something, then it's very easy. If you are deluded of many, many things, then it's very difficult. So it depends how focused, how devoted, how involved you are. That only happens when one is ready. Otherwise, there's many, many other things that is calling you from the bushes. Then again, you will lose track. There's no problem to step in the mud, but then see how you did it and be more aware next time. This is the whole part of being with the guru, with the master, because like Buddha said, the worst thing for a seeker is to be with unconscious people. That means unclear people. So the first thing for the seeker is to be aware, become more conscious, who you are with, what you are doing in your life, what you are reading, who you are talking to. Because how can you find your clarity if you are only with unclear people? Then it's just a dream then. Then, the Buddha said, then it's better to be alone. Retreat, find your own place, break away from the crowd. But focus on what you really long for. Focus on clarity, on meditation, on love. Make a temple in your house, in your apartment. Better than this, if you can find fellow seekers, Buddha says. Much better than being alone, because then you're riding a wave instead of swimming. You're entering this stream, you can just start floating. You have support. That is a great blessing. But that also means, no, you will have to open up even more. You will have to be more willing to look at yourself. You will get more challenges. You will get more support, you will also get more challenges. And that's what you need for growth. And then, better than that even, if you find an enlightened one, one who has clarity. How do you find clarity? By being with those who are clear. How do you find the light? By going towards the light. That's what they say. When they die, they see a tunnel and a light. Go towards the light. That's how they do, no? You don't walk the other way. You walk towards the light. So it depends what you want. You have to be very conscious. I will read you something. Since it was so nice now to be together, and we're going into the winter, it's getting darker in the evenings, then it's very cozy to tell you stories.
Yeah.
In fact, we could sit there all winter telling stories, huh? And you get into that space, then it's very cozy. But one thing is for sure, we need a big fireplace over there in the corner. How come it's not there yet? Winter is coming, and I don't see any fireplace. Since Bali was here, we have to talk about the Bals now and the Sufis. They say the man that breathes lives on the air and food, and the other, unseen, rests above reach. Between the two moves another man, as a secret link, worship knowingly. It is a sport, it is a play amongst the three of them. O my searching heart, whom do you seek? Between the doors of birth and death stands yet another door, wholly inexplicable. He who is able to be born at the door of death is devoted eternally. Die before dying, die living. They say the man that breathes lives on the air and food, and the other, unseen, rests above reach. The mystic says, is three man. One that breathes and lives on food, that is the physical. Just the physical being. He doesn't know anything else. He thinks he's just here to breathe and eat. And that you can say is the ordinary man, the masses, material man, materialistic man. The other, unseen, rests above reach. And most people also have heard that there's another side, there is the soul, that is resting above reach. It is in the beyond. But between the two moves another man as a secret link. And this secret link, this man that moves between the material and the spiritual, is the secret link. And that is the heart. That has contact with both. If you only go down, then you will be polluted. You will only be physical. If the energy is rising, then you can get consciously contact with the soul, with the beyond. This is the secret link, they say, which everybody has forgotten. No, everybody is just intellectual, only in the mind. That is safe. And then they dream or talk about the spirit, the soul, God. They believe. No belief will help. Only knowing will help. And the door is through the heart. You have to again study yourself. You have to go deeper than your mental mind. You have to go into the realm of the heart, of feeling, of sensitivity, of trust, of love, of compassion, of understanding. That is the only way. Then you are, like Gurdjieff say, a harmonious man. You're in harmony. And the body is serving the heart. That's how a harmonious man should be. Not that the body and its desires and illusions and dreams is running the place. Then you will always be in a mess. Then you always will be in a turmoil. Then you always will be cloudy. Because you are much higher than that. You are much more valuable than just the material. So if you are a slave of just the instinct of the body, it's almost like you know more than an animal, a human animal. That's why all the saints are saying you have to be aware. Drop desires. Drop to be a slave. And the only way is to get to know the heart, the dimension of love, of trust. Then the body will follow the heart. Nothing wrong with the body. It will be beautiful because it's getting ruled of something that is higher. And the heart will listen to the beyond. Then there is harmony. There's the link. Otherwise, people just think about it. That which is beyond the soul, God. But how can the material, how can that have any contact? It's too far away. It's no connection. And that is how people are. How else can they have money for God? It's impossible. They have missed the link, this sacred link. They have missed the heart. And if you don't have the heart, you are no more human. That is the gift of human beings, to have a conscious heart. Otherwise, you can function as a human being very ugly. With the conscious heart, with clarity, you can function very beautifully. And then you have something to offer this world. Then you can make it more beautiful. Then you can create more peace, more understanding, more friendship. Otherwise, they just create greed, competition, war, jealousy. So be aware who is the master. The man that breathes lives on the air and food, and the other, unseen, rests above the reach. Between the two moves another man as a secret link. Worship knowingly. They say worship knowingly. Be aware who you worship. It doesn't help to pray to worship something unknowingly, which is how all the religions are doing it. They are praying, they are worshiping, but it's unknowingly. It's like mechanical. It's a habit. It's not out of their own inside, their own clarity. It's what they have gotten from their parents, from their parents, from their parents, generations and generations. worship knowingly, they say, how can you worship knowingly? Only by becoming more alert. And only then has your devotion, your worship, any meaning. Because now you are behind it. It's not just a gesture, it's your whole being, it's your heart, it's your mind, it's your body, everything is your totality. And only then is worship and devotion and prayer anything worth. And that can only happen if something has been touched. That's why devotion is very beautiful. Worship is very beautiful if it comes from the heart. If it comes out of consciousness. And that's why it's never understood, this bowing down to a master or a guru, and especially in the West, because they don't have that. They don't have that sacred feeling, that prayerfulness, that gratefulness, that love. It's lost. It's forgotten. They don't understand. It is a sport amongst the three of them. It is a play amongst the three of them. My searching heart, whom do you seek? Be aware, who do you seek? Be always aware where you are going. Between the doors of birth and death stands yet another door, wholly inexplicable. Between the doors of birth and death stands yet another door. Birth and death, everybody knows, like darkness and light, yin and yang. But it is a door. Birth is a door into life. Death is a door leaving life, this life. But they say that there is a door between those doors. And that is the most important door to find when you are alive. And that is what is forgotten. And that is love. Because that takes you beyond. And it brings you into the moment. He who is able to be born at the door of death is devoted eternally. He who is able to be born at the door of death, even at the last moment, is possible to devote yourself to that. To that which is beyond life and death. To love. But much more lucky is the person who finds that in his life. And that's what I mean, die before dying, die living. You go beyond before you die physically. You go beyond life and death. That is clarity, that is consciousness, that is enlightenment. Then you are free, you are already gone, but you are still here. That is the miracle. He who is able to be born at the door of death is devoted eternally. And if you have been touched by that sacred flame, if you have really entered the door of love, then you are devoted eternally. it cannot come and go because you have been touched. It's not something that comes and goes. That only means that it hasn't happened. You haven't drowned it. You are still fighting. You have still your own ideas. It's still a struggle. It's still tensions. It comes like a shadow that you are eternally devoted, eternally connected. It comes by itself. If you have surrendered, if you have lost the fear, you will always be devoted. That's why I say, I will always just be a servant of that, of love, of peace, of clarity, of consciousness, of God. What else can you do? Remember the secret link. the heart.
शिक्षा है जो सब राज दिखा देते हैं। देह और रूह से परे दौड़ जाता है कोई जब सुनता है रूमी को। जो खोजी है वो जान लेगा सब रहस्यों को, रूहानियत के, इंसानियत के, मोहब्बत के, अकीदत के। पूरित हो जाएंगे वह जो सुनेंगे सार इस प्रेम का। कि जिसके आंसू बहे थे शम्स तबरीज की मोहब्बत में, कि जिसके पांव थिरक गए थे अल्लाह की याद में, ऐसे रूमी के शब्द गर्दिलों में रोमांच न उठाएं, तो एक ही बात हो सकती है सीने में दिल नहीं है। نازک ہو شیشے کی طرح ٹوٹ گیا.